又对犹太人和希利尼人证明当向上帝悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在哪里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我。我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明上帝恩惠的福音。我素常在你们中间来往，传讲上帝国的道。如今我晓得你们以后都不得再见我面了，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为上帝的旨意，我并没有一样被毁不传给你们的。圣灵立你们作全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养上帝的教会，就是用他自己的血所买来的。我知道我去了之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说叛谋的话，要引诱门徒跟随他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝戒你们各人。如今我把你们交托上帝和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需要，这是你们自己知道的。我凡事给你们作榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣基督的话，说施比受更为有福。保罗说完这话，就跪下同众人祷告，众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴，叫他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我的面那句话，于是送他上船去了。今日我们有陈卓明牧师在我们当中来到传人神的信息，他今日所讲的是重要的临别语，我们交给陈牧师。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
This will be my last sermon at this service as senior pastor.
今次是我会是以这个主任牧师在大家当中所讲的最后一篇的道。
As most of you know, I will be retiring as senior pastor at the end of October.
或者相信大家很多都知道，我会是在这个十月尾的时候就会退休。
You know that I shared about my retirement a year ago.
大家也都知道，我一年前已经同大家嚟到系分享到关于我退休嘅事啦。
But the time is quickly approaching.
好快脆，呢个退休嘅时间就已经临到啦。
I have less than 2 months as senior pastor.
我仲有余下咧，就系少过两个月嘅时间嘅啫，系身为呢个主任牧师。
In a church like ours with 7 services, it takes me a while to.Say goodbye to every service.
以我哋嘅教会，因为我有七堂嘅崇拜嘅时候咧，咁我要喺每一堂嗰度嚟到系同佢哋讲再见嘅时候咧，都需要一段嘅时间先可以讲得晒噶。
And I've been praying and thinking about what to share in my last sermon.
咁我就喺度谂，到底我最后一篇嘅讲道到底要同大家分享一啲咩嘢咧
？And want to follow the example of the Apostle Paul.
咁我就想或者学校保罗这个使徒保罗佢所做嘅嘢啦。
I've chosen to preach from his goodbye sermon to the elders at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20.
就是学习佢啊，佢啊，保罗佢喺呢一个嘅《使徒行传》第二十章嗰度，佢向呢个以弗所教会嘅一啲嘅长老所讲嘅呢一篇嘅道。
Now Paul is on his third missionary journey.
喺嗰阵时，保罗系喺第三次嘅宣教旅程嘅当中。
It is taking him through Asia Minor, what we call Turkey today.
咁佢喺当时喺呢个宣教旅程里面，佢就系去到呢个小亚细亚一带嘅地方，就系我哋今日所认识嘅土耳其。
In the text, it is called Asia.
喺呢个嘅啊圣经里面就提到就系话呢一个嘅系亚细亚。
Now Paul spent 3 years in the city of Ephesus.
保罗咧喺呢个啊当时咧，佢系曾经有3年嘅时间咧喺呢一个嘅以弗所嘅教会。
Ephesus is on the west coast of Asia Minor, facing Greece.
咁以弗所咧就系喺呢一个嘅啊小亚细亚嘅西边嘅一个岸嗰度，系对住希腊嘅地方。
And the 3 years that he spent in Ephesus is the longest he spent with any church.
咁以保罗喺圣经里面所记载嘅咧，佢喺以弗所系逗留咗成3年咁耐，可以话系喺佢所逗留嘅时间系最长嘅一段嘅时间喺任何一个教会里面。
He brought the gospel there.
佢系将福音传到嗰度。
He taught them.
啊，佢亦喺嗰度做教导嘅工作。
He encouraged them.
佢喺嗰度嚟做鼓励佢哋。
He discipled them.
佢亦都系喺嗰度造就咗好多嘅门徒。
The church at Ephesus became a thriving church.
咁呢个嘅以弗所嘅教会都成为一个欣欣向荣嘅一个教会。
But Paul felt the need to go back to Jerusalem.
但系保罗佢深深嘅觉得佢自己要翻到去耶路撒冷嘅地方。
But God through the Holy Spirit indicated to him that if he went back to Jerusalem, he will never come back to Ephesus.
但系神嘅灵亦都话俾佢听，就话如果佢翻到耶路撒冷嘅时候。佢就再冇機會嚟到去呢個以弗所嘅地方。
So as Paul leaves to go to Jerusalem, he wants to say goodbye to the church at Ephesus.
所以喺佢翻去耶路撒冷之前，佢想嚟到向呢個以弗所嘅弟兄嚟到係講再見。
And since he was under certain time constraint, he just sent for the elders to meet him in a city called Miletus, which is about 35 miles from Ephesus.
咁於是乎佢就嗌人嚟到係請以弗所嘅一啲嘅長老啊，因為佢冇實在唔係好多時間啦，佢就淨係請以弗所嘅一啲嘅長老嚟到一個地方叫米利都嘅地方。咁米利都咧就大概係離呢個以弗所係35里。
Now when it says that Paul called the elders of the church, he didn't mean I'm just going to call all the old people to come out to him.
咁當然，保羅佢嗌呢個以弗所一啲人嚟到佢嗰度，唔係話要一啲年長嘅嚟到佢嗰度。
They are actually calling a class of leaders, the highest level of leaders in the church.
而係佢要邀請一班喺呢個以弗所嘅一班嘅領袖，可以話喺教會裏邊係最高層嘅呢一班嘅領袖。
Now initially, the apostles were the leaders of the church.
在初期最初教会的时候，可以说使徒他们在教会里面是最高层 的领袖。
But as the church grew, the elders were appointed in each of the local churches.
当一路教会一路增长去到不同的地方都有教会的成立的时候，就他们在不同的教会那里就按立了一些长老成为 当地教会的一些领袖。
And these elders were probably older and more spiritually mature believers.
当然这些领袖呢他们可能就没再是年纪会比较大一些也都是在属灵 的年龄里面是比较是成熟的。
Now the New Testament uses the title elder, overseer, and pastor interchangeably.
我们如果看圣经就知道原来长老、监督和牧师这三个词其实都是一样的意思的。
So Paul in this goodbye sermon, you might say, wanted to instruct the elders on how to take care of the church.
在这一段我们看的经文里面就是看到保罗他怎么样来到向这一班的长老来到是讲给他们听或者教导他们勉励他们怎么样来到是看顾他们的教会。
And as I step down as senior pastor, I also want to point to what Paul is saying because I think it's true for them and it's true for us.
咁当我要啊离任呢个主任牧师呢个职位嘅时候，咁我亦都想好似保罗咁样嚟到系用同样嘅说话嚟到系勉励呢一班嘅喺以弗所嘅领袖。
Now obviously there are some key differences between Paul's situation and my situation here.
咁当然啊，保罗嗰阵时嘅情形同我今日啊同大家喺一齐嘅情形系有啲唔同嘅。
Certainly, I'm not an apostle like Paul.
咁当然我唔系一个使徒，好似保罗咁，佢系一个使徒。
And I'm not planning to go away to never come back.
我亦都唔系话系啊谂住自己咧就离开呢个主任牧师嘅职位之后就永远唔会翻嚟。
I have no plans to move away.
我亦都冇计划话系啊离开呢一带嘅地方。
Right after my retirement, I'm planning to go to the Philippines.
啊，当我开始我嘅退休嘅时间嘅时候，我系有一个计划系想去一去菲律宾。
But only for a few weeks.
啊，但系只系啊去几个礼拜嘅啫。
Our missionary Sharon Tan had invited me to train some of the young ministers out in the Philippines.
咁我哋嘅宣教士 Sharon Tan 咧，佢系啊邀请我去嗰度啊，去当地菲律宾呢度嚟都系啊啊去门训一班啊当地嘅一啲嘅传道嘅人。
But I don't have any specific plans yet in terms of my retirement.
啊，关于我啊退休之后啊会做啲咩嘢咧？依家我都未有好啊确实嘅一啲嘅计划。
I think many of you know that I was planning to take care of my parents.But both of them went to the Lord earlier this year.
以前我就会谂话，我退休咧，或者我会用多啲时间嚟到照顾我嘅父母啦。但系大家都知道，我父母已经喺唔系好耐之前，佢已经翻到去主嗰度噶啦。
I plan to remain active in ministry after I retire.
但系我都会仍然系计划喺我退休之后仍然喺事工上边，我系继续努力。
I just won't be senior pastor.
我只不过系唔会以主任牧师呢个嘅职位嚟到系喺大家嘅当中。
I have many many things I want to do.
其实喺我脑海里边咧有好多嘅嘢我系想做嘅。
One of them is finishing a book that I started many years ago on parenting.
其中一样嘢咧就话我真系想完成我好耐之前已经开始想写嘅呢一本系教养儿女嘅呢一本嘅书。
But I'm open to how the Lord leads in the future.
咁我亦都系睇下神点样嚟带领我嚟到系写呢本书。
So this passage reflects many of the things that I would want to share with you as I leave as senior pastor.
咁头先我读出呢一段嘅经文，亦都系俾我系思想起一啲嘅问题，一啲嘅事情，就话到底我依家离开。这个主任牧师这个位的时候跟大家是应该要怎样
呢? Now you may say, well, this Paul was addressing the leaders of the church, and I'm not a leader.
或者你看刚才那段经文就是说，咦，保罗在这里是跟一班的领袖来说话，但是我不是领袖。
But leaders are people who influence other people.
但是其实什么是领袖？领袖只不过是一些是影响其他人的一些人。
And if that's the definition, then all of us are leaders to some extent.
如果我哋咁样嚟睇一个领袖嘅时候嘅话咧，咁其实我哋每一个都系一个嘅领袖嚟嘅。
Because we all influence other people.
因为其实你每人都喺度影响紧一啲其他嘅人。
You may be a mother or a father.
你可能系一个爸爸或者一个妈妈。
You can be an older brother or an older sister.
你可能系一个哥哥或者姐姐。
You could be a coworker or a boss.
你可能是一个同事或者是一个雇主。
You could be a neighbor.
或者是一个邻居。
All of us have opportunity to influence other people.
我们每个人都有很多的机会是会影响其他的人。
So I believe Paul's admonition would be applicable to all of us.
所以我相信保罗在这里讲这番说话都是其实对于我们同样的是有效用的。
So I believe that there are three main ideas from what Paul says.
咁我哋睇呢一段嘅经文里边，我睇到有保罗所讲嘅呢一番说话里边咧，系有三个嘅主要嘅。
And his first main idea is that we need to lead by example.
咁第一样嘢佢所讲嘅重点咧，就系话以身作则嚟到领导。
Even in verse 18, as he begins his message, he draws attention to himself.
咁就喺第十八节我头先读嘅经文里边，佢亦都系特别提到就系话啊睇住佢系点样样嚟到系俾呢一个嘅榜样。
He says, "You yourselves know how I lived among you."
佢呢度保罗佢讲到佢话啊，你哋亦都系知道我喺你哋当中系点样样嚟到系生活嘅。
Verse 28, later he tells his leaders, pay careful attention to yourselves.
咁喺后边第二十八节嗰度，佢亦都讲到话系你哋要睇下点样样嚟到系睇一睇，即系我系点样样嘅一个人。
So I believe that he's saying to his leaders, follow, lead by example.
咁所以佢喺度同呢一班嘅领袖嚟到讲到，就系话你哋领导系应该要以身作则咁样样嚟领导。
He's pointing to his own life as an example to these leaders。
而佢系将自己佢讲佢自己系点样样，系以身作则嘅嚟到系做呢一个嘅领导嘅人。
And Paul wants them to know particularly three things about his life.
特别就是保罗他指出三样东西关于他自己的生命的。
He wants them particularly to note that he lived his life with full commitment.
第一样东西就是他的生命里面，他做事的时候是他是全力以赴的。
Paul writes in Paul says in verse 24, I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course.In the ministry that I received from the Lord to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
在刚才读那段的经文里面第24节这样说，他说，保罗他说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Paul says to them, I've been willing to undergo hardship and persecution for the sake of the gospel.
保罗佢话我甚至系愿意经受呢啲嘅艰辛同埋啲考验呢啲咁嘅事情嚟到系为主嚟到系见证。
I'm willing to even go to Jerusalem, even if it means my life will end there.
就算依家我知道我去到耶路撒冷，可能我嘅性命就会喺嗰度结束噶啦，我都愿意嚟到系去。
Now Paul uses the metaphor of a race.
保罗佢系用呢一个嘅赛跑嚟到系做一个嘅隐喻。
And we in Boston, we are very familiar with the Boston Marathon race.
或者我哋都好熟悉波士顿嘅马拉松跑。
Now when the runners come and see the finish line, what do they do?
咁当或者喺呢个马拉松嘅赛跑里边，大家睇到就话，当嗰啲赛跑嘅参加者。他们看到终点就在那里的时候，他们做什么呢？
Do they start walking and just say, well, I'm almost near the end, so I can take it easy?
他们是不是说，我就来到了，那我可以不需要跑了，我慢慢走就行了？
No, they put extra energy to finish well at the end of the race.
绝对不是，就是他们看到这个终点就在那里的时候，他就说更加加上努力来到走完这个路程。
They want to give everything they have left.
他们愿意是以全力以赴。
So they can finish strong.
以至到他们可以是好用好好 的力量来到完成这个赛跑。
Now you know that Paul was done many different things for the ministry.
我哋都知道保罗为咗神嘅事工啊，佢做咗好多嘅事情。
He encountered many hardships.
佢系亦都系经过遇到好多嘅艰辛嘅事情。
And he could have thought to himself, "Well, I've done my part."
或者佢自己同自己讲话我已经做咗足够嘅嘢啦。
It's time to take it easy.
或者我可以嚟到系。
I'm going to find a summer home on the Mediterranean Sea.
我或者可以揾一个度假屋可能喺呢个地中海附近揾个环境非常好嘅度假屋嚟住落嚟。
And I'll just take it easy.
然之后咧，我就可以嚟到探下世界。
That's not what Paul is going to do.
但系唔系保罗唔系想咁样做。
Because he had full commitment.
因为佢系愿意系尽晒佢所有嘅。
He was committed to finish the race that God had given to him. He mentions about money and wealth. Because there are some people who were even ministers who were motivated by money.
In verse 33,
he says, I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel.
在第33節那裡說到,我未曾貪圖一個人的金銀.
His focus was on spreading the gospel.
他的焦點,他侍奉的焦點,是在乎將福音傳開.
He was fully committed to that.
他是願意全力以赴集中在這裡.
He was not in the ministry for the money.
他不是因為錢財而侍奉.
And he saw any blessing materially that he had to be used as a blessing to bless other people.
而是他看到他自己從神那裡所得的祝福,而希望他自己能夠成為其他人的祝福.
So do we have the same kind of full commitment as Paul?
我們有沒有像保羅那樣,是願意全力以赴的來到主福音?
Some of us are committed to our career.
我們當中或者有很多人對於我們的工作,我們是非常願意全力以赴.
Some of us are committed to our family.
有些人對於我們的家庭是非常看重,願意全力以赴.
Some of us are committed to having an enjoyable retirement.
或者有些人對於他們的退休,他們是願意全力以赴的,來看看怎樣過他們退休的生活.
But Paul was fully committed to the gospel.
但是保羅,他是願意在福音的事工上全力以赴.
Now we don't all have to be missionaries or pastors.
當然我們不是每一個人都要做一個宣教士或者做一個牧師.
But we can be salt and light in our families.
但是我們每一個人都可以在我們家庭裏面是鹽是光.
In the senior center where we live.
或者是在我們一些老人屋裏面我們是做一些好的基督徒的榜樣.
Or we can be a salt and light in our workplace.
或者在我們工作的環境當中我們成為鹽和光.
So Paul says, lead by example.
所以保羅他說,你們要以身作則,這樣來做領導.
And follow my example of full commitment to the gospel.
是按照我這樣,來到是願意全力以赴的,來到全福音.
But also follow my lead by example with full humility.
亦都是好像我這樣,以身作則,在另外一方面, 就是充滿謙卑的,來到是侍奉.
Verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility.
19節那裡他說,服侍主,凡事謙卑.
Now Paul could have just said, serve the Lord with humility.
保羅他本來可以說,應該是謙卑來到是侍奉主.
But he emphasizes all humility.
但是他特別的是,注重的就是,凡事都要謙卑.
And maybe he understands like, many of us in Chinese culture that we can have this false humility. But Paul's humility was true, it was genuine.
但是保罗的谦卑是实实在在的,是谦卑,是的确是真的.
Now Paul could look at his life and say, oh, I did all these things.
保羅可以說,當他回顧他的人生的時候,他可以說,我做了多少的事?
I preached the gospel all over the ancient world.
或者他可以說,我將福音來傳到差不多,在當時的世界裏面,大部分被他傳播。I planted
all these churches.
或者說,我已經在很多不同的地方建立了很多的教會。I
even did all these miracles.
或者說,甚至說,我行了很多不同的神蹟。
But Paul's confidence was not in himself. Listen to what he wrote about himself in his letters.
大家留意就係佢點樣樣嚟描寫佢自己做咗啲咩嘢咧
？In 1 Corinthians 15:9 says, "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle."
喺呢個哥林多前書十五章第九節嗰度，佢話：我原是使徒中最少嘅，因為我唔稱為呢、這個唔配稱為呢一個嘅使徒。
In Ephesians 3:8, "I am the very least of all the saints."
喺以弗所書第三章第八節嗰度話：我本來比眾聖徒中最少嘅還少。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, "That Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost."
在提摩太前书一章十五节，佢哋甚至讲到佢话，佢嚟到呢、佢喺罪人之中，佢系一个嘅罪魁。
So obviously, as Paul looked at himself, he was not impressed with himself.
咁当然，我哋要睇一读。睇頭先讀嗰幾段嘅經文，保羅佢點樣形容自己？佢形容自己好似一個冇乜嘢做過出嚟嘅一個人。
I'm just a poor sinner.
我只不過係一個嘅可憐嘅罪人。
I'm the least of the leaders.
可以話喺領袖之中最微小嘅一個。
But if he did not have confidence in himself, what did he have confidence in?
保罗佢好似对自己一啲嘅信心都冇咁样。
His confidence was in the Lord.
但到呢个信心喺边度？佢嘅信心系喺神嗰度。
Second Corinthians chapter 3:5-6, Paul writes, "Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything that's coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant."
喺哥林多后书三章五至六节嗰度，佢话。并不是我们凭自己能承担咩嘅事，我们所能承担嘅乃系出于神。佢叫我们能承担做新约嘅执事。
So Paul was encouraging those leaders to lead by example.
所以保罗喺呢度就系鼓励呢一班嘅领袖，系叫佢哋以身作则嘅咁样样嚟到做领导。
He's pointing to his own life as a model.
佢就将佢自己指出佢喺佢自己人生里边嚟到系俾佢哋做一个嘅榜样。
You need to have full commitment.
你系需要系全力以赴。
You need to have full humility.
你系需要完全凡事充满呢个嘅谦卑。
But he also says that your message.Has to be complete in terms of what God tells us.
而你所传嘅信息啊，第三样就系话系需要完全嘅，系充满系神嘅话所讲嘅嘢。
Notice what Paul writes in verse 20.
或者大家留意喺第二十节嗰度，保罗点样讲咧
？For I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable in teaching you in public from house to house.
保罗呢个话佢我没有一样系避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在各人嘅家里，我都教导你们。
And then in verse 26 and 27, he says, "Therefore, I testify to you this day that I'm innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God."
或者喺第廿六、第廿七节嗰度，保罗佢话佢，所以我今日向你们证明。你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
So in Paul's life, he's saying twice that he did not shrink from sharing with them the whole message of God.
所以在保罗的生命里面，保罗他讲话，我绝对没有在我所认识的神的话里面。我冇一样，我留翻冇同你哋嚟到分享嘅。
Now, why would anyone shrink from declaring God's message?
点解一个人会话冇咗完全嘅将神嘅话嚟到同人分享咧
？Because sometimes we're afraid.
因为有时候我哋传福音嘅时候，我哋会有啲嘅惊恐喺度。
We avoid to talk about something because we're afraid of how people would react.
有时我哋有啲嘅题目，我哋唔想同人哋嚟到分享，同人讲，因为我哋唔知道嗰啲人听咗之后会有啲咩嘅反应。
And Paul is saying, I wasn't afraid to do that.
但是保罗他只说我绝对不会怕。
And there are lots of things today that lots of preachers don't want to talk about.
今天有很多的课题，可能一些传福音的人或者一些的传道人，他们是有些避忌不想讲的。
See, it's nice to talk about God's love.
当你跟人讲关于神的爱的时候，很容易的。
But it's hard to talk about what God hates.
但是有时如果你要讲一啲神所厌恶嘅嘢嘅时候，唔系咁容易讲。
It's hard to talk about sin.
好难讲关于罪恶嘅嘢。
It's hard to talk about judgment.
好难讲一啲关于审判嘅事情。
It's hard to talk about hell.
亦都好难讲地狱嘅嘢。
And yet this is part of God's word.
但系呢啲都喺神嘅话里边有讲到嘅。
And today, preachers may avoid talking about suffering and persecution.
今天有些传道人或者他们是不是很想跟人家讲及到一些受苦或者一些困难或者是被人迫害的一些事情。
Because sometimes people just want to say, oh, if you become a Christian, everything will just be great in your life.
或者我哋系想同人讲一啲嘢，就话啊，如果你信咗主，啊成为基督徒咧，样样事情都顺利好噶。
It's hard to talk about sexual purity，
亦都好难同人讲到一啲关于性嘅纯洁方面嘅事情。
We live in a world where people have sex with all kinds of different people, and there's no standard, there's no law from God.
我哋活喺一个嘅世代里边，一个社会里边，好多时可以话喺一个性泛滥嘅一个嘅环境里边，好多时啲人唔会喺呢方面嚟到系觉得有啲咩嘢唔啱。
But God gives us clear instructions.
但系神嘅话俾我哋有好清楚嘅教导。
So Paul gave the full counsel of God, the full message that God revealed to him.
而保罗他就将神的完完全全神的忠告来到向人来到述说出来。
He did not just tell them the things that people like to hear.
不是说只是讲一些你想着人是喜欢听的东西你先讲。
And this relates to the second major point.
这里跟着第二点保罗所讲的就是
Paul told his leaders, lead by example.
保罗劝告这些领袖说他们领导的时候要以身作则。
But he also said, look out for spiritual wolves.
但是他同时候第二点他跟他们讲的就是说你们要留意灵性上的一些狼群。
Look at verse 29 to 31.
大家如果看看这个第29至31节那里。
He said,I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to admonish everyone with tears.
这里保罗说过，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间。不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说谋拨谋的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝戒你们各人。
Now, Paul's words are very similar to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount.
保罗呢度所讲呢一番嘅说话，或者同耶稣基督喺呢个登山宝训里边所讲嘅有啲嘅相似。
Matthew 7:15, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves."
喺马太福音7:15嗰度，耶稣咁话佢：你哋要防备假先知，佢哋到你哋嗰度嚟，外面就系披着呢啲羊皮。里面却是残暴的狼。
Now, a few years ago, I got bit by a dog.
几年前，我曾经被狗咬亲。
I was walking along the sidewalk with my wife.
我喺嗰个行人路嗰度嚟到喺度同我嘅太太一齐去行。
And there was a woman with a dog coming in the opposite direction.
咁有一个女士系佢拉住一只狗喺呢个迎面而嚟。
Without any warning, this dog just bit me.
完全都吓我，完全一啲都唔知道，就话突然之间呢只狗竟然会咬我一啖。
He got me right around here, you know, the back, the rear end.
就喺我嘅背后啊，近住嘅屁股嗰度咧，系咬咗我呀。
Now, thankfully.The woman pulled him off me within a few seconds.
咁好在嗰个女士咧就好快脆就拉咗佢拉住佢狗。
And thankfully there was no bleeding.
好彩当时咧冇流血。
But I could see my pants was already ripped.
但系我条裤咧已经系俾佢咬烂咗。
And when I got home, I noticed my whole side was black and blue.
但我睇佢咬嗰度咧，完全系又黑又瘀。
And I went to the doctor, and you know they said, "No, it'll just take time."
咁我就去睇见医生，医生咧就话，可能要需要一段时间先至好得。
And it took a while before all that blackness disappeared.
都需要经过一段时间，嗰啲瘀血先至系散咗。
And it was sore for weeks at a time.
咁有好几个礼拜咧都喺度痛。
And that's without any blood.
咁啊，因为佢冇咬到流血啫。
And what Jesus and Paul is saying here is that there are spiritual wolves that are out there.
但保罗喺呢度嚟到警告呢啲领袖，佢话喺出边有好多嘅属灵嘅灵性方面嘅一啲嘅豺狼。
These wolves are not just going to bite you or bark at you.
呢啲嘅狼唔係話淨係嚟到係吠你，或者係就咁樣嚟咬咬。
They're gonna try to rip the sheep apart and eat them。
而係佢哋要將呢啲嘅羊嚟到係將佢哋撕裂嚟到係食咗佢哋。
In other words, this metaphor is very vivid。
你睇下呢個比喻啊，其實真係好生動嘅一個比喻。
Paul is trying to warn us: these wolves, spiritual wolves, are very dangerous.
保罗在这里警告他们说这些豺狼是非常非常危险。
But most of us don't realize how dangerous they are.
或者我们当中或者大部分人我们都不清楚知道到底有多危险。
Last month we had the August Moon Festival.
上个月我们有这个中秋节的庆祝。
And our church had a booth there in Chinatown.
咁我哋教会都系有一个摊位喺呢个唐人街嗰度嘅。
And there was actually a number of religious organizations that had booths in Chinatown.
咁其实咧，嗰次咧亦都有好几个宗教性嘅摊位喺嗰度。
And some of you may think that, oh, that's good, you know, people getting more religious.
或者你觉得咁多个宗教嘅摊位喺度几好喎，咁或者大家都开始对宗教有个醒觉。
I mean, at least we all believe in God now.
咁或者你谂或者起码我哋个个都相信有神啦。
But I believe that God is saying those are spiritual wolves who don't believe in the Word of God.
但系神嘅话俾我哋听，话要小心啊，因为有好多呢啲咁嘅类嘅团体咧，其实佢哋好似豺狼咁样样，因为佢哋系唔相信圣经嘅。
Their teaching is very dangerous.
佢哋嘅教导系非常非常嘅危险。
And so he wants us to be alert, be aware of the danger that is there.
佢想话俾我哋知，就话我哋应该要系提高警惕，系要警觉一啲，因为嗰度好危险嘅。
And we all know that we live in Boston, which is a very liberal place.
或者我大家都知道，我哋住喺Boston其实一个非常之开放，或者非常之
There's a lot of false teaching all around.
我哋知道喺波士顿地方有好多好多假嘅教导喺度。
And not only are we worried about people from outside, but Paul even warns in verse 30, these people can come from within.
所以唔单止话系我哋要留意外边一啲嘅人，而有时呢一类嘅人咧系喺我哋教会里边。
Jesus said that there are wolves that are in sheep's clothing.
保罗喺呢度佢话呢啲嘅豺狼佢哋系着咗好似披咗羊皮咁样噶。
In other words, they look like sheep, but they're really wolves.
换句话嚟讲，就话佢哋睇起上嚟好似羊咁样，但其实佢哋系狼嚟。
They may start with the truth, but then they twist it. It says in verse
30. 喺第三十节嗰度就系讲到佢话佢哋可能就系话睇起上嚟好似羊咁，但系因为佢哋系。 讲嘅说话，佢哋嘅教导系一啲薄谬嘅说话嘅时候咧，其实系狼。
So how do we recognize these spiritual wolves if they look like sheep？
咁到底我哋点样嚟分辨呢一啲睇起上嚟似羊但其实系狼嘅呢啲人？
The same way people recognize counterfeit money.
但我哋可以用同样嘅方法，就系我哋点样去鉴定啊一张银纸嘅真假嘅方法。
So if you want to really know what is real money and what's counterfeit money, you do not study the counterfeit money.
如果你想分辨啊一张真嘅银纸同埋一张伪钞嘅话咧，咁你唔系话要去。
You need to study and know well the real money.
而系你要去睇下嗰张真正嘅银纸到底佢系点样样嘅。
And so, in the same way, we need to know what the Word of God says.
同样嘅就系如果我哋想分辨呢啲嘅时候咧，我哋要好清楚认定知道神嘅话系咩嘢。
We need to know it so well that we can recognize when someone teaches us something that's different.
我哋要熟读神嘅话，了解神嘅话，以至到当我哋一听到一啲嘅教导系唔合乎神嘅话嘅时候，我哋就知啦。
And so, it's up to us. One of the biggest fears that I would have for our church that we would begin to follow false teaching.
所以其中一样嘢我哋要留心警觉嘅。就是我们不要跟随一些薄谬的说话，一些假的道理。
The last major point is found in verse 32.
最后一点就是在这个第32节那里。
Paul says, And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
这里这么说，他说，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，和叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
I imagine when Paul was speaking to these elders, that some of the elders were begging him, "Oh, please, Paul, don't go."
我想保罗喺度同呢一班嘅领袖嚟讲嘅说话嘅时候，我相信呢一班嘅领袖一定同保罗讲话，你唔好离开我哋啦。
We need you.
我哋系极之嘅需要你。
Please stay, don't go to Jerusalem.
你留喺度啦，唔好去耶路撒冷啦。
But notice Paul's response.
但系大家留意保罗点样样嚟到系回答咧
？He commends them to God and to the word of his grace in verse 32.
而系佢系将呢个教会系嚟到系托付于神同埋神嘅说话。
He entrusts them to God.
佢系将呢个教会。嚟都系托付过俾神
，because that's who started the church in the first place。
因为其实边一个系嚟到成立教会，其实系神。
That is who has sustained the church all these years。
边一个嚟到系维持、嚟到系支持呢个教会咁耐咧？系神。
But the church is not dependent on any human leader。
教会其实唔系话喺度单单依靠一个嘅人嘅一个嘅领袖。
Paul writes very similarly in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
保罗同样的在这个哥林多前书那里来到是第三章五至六节那里这么讲。
Now, we know that Paul was an apostle.
但我们知道保罗他是一个使徒。
Apollos was a very gifted preacher.
阿波罗亦都系一个非常有恩赐嘅讲道嘅人。
But Paul writes, "What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth."
保罗喺呢度咁讲，佢话阿波罗算什么呢？保罗算什么呢？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们各人的，引导你们相信。我耕种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
So if I may paraphrase what Paul wrote for us today，
或者我如果系用唔同嘅字句嚟都系形容保罗点样讲呢一番嘅说话咧
？What is Pastor Tan？
谭牧师系边个咧
？Who's Pastor Fung？
冯牧师系边个
？Who's Pastor Steve？
陈昌明牧师系边个？
We are only servants for God.
我们只不过是神的执事。
And we all had different parts to play.
我们每个人都有不同的角色。
But it was God who gave the growth.
但是只有神是叫教会增长。
Now right now, we have not decided who is going to take my place as senior pastor.
当然现在我们还没决定到底陈牧师退了休之后哪一个会继任做这个主任牧师。
The leaders are going through this process.
咁教会的领袖他们是根据这个过程来到看看来决定哪一个做。
But even if I were to tell you today who the new senior pastor is, don't trust him.
就算我现在来告诉你下任的主任牧师是谁的话呢你都不要说就是我信任这个的人。
That is, don't depend on him.
就是说你不要就是靠住这个的人。
We have a great pastoral staff.
我们有一班是非常之好的教牧同工。
But don't trust in our pastoral staff.
但是你都不要说来到是依靠或者是信这班的教牧同工。
Paul is saying, don't trust me, trust God.
保罗这个话你不要就将你的信任摆在我身上你应该要信任神。
I'm entrusting you to God in His Word.
我现在就是将你来托付给神和神的话语。
And if we're trusting God, then we won't have fear and anxiety.
因为如果我们所托付的我们我们所信任的一位是神的话我们就不会在我们当中有一个焦虑的感觉。
Rather, we will have faith in what God will do.
而是我们是有信心也会相信一个神是会做。
Because this is His church, not our church.
因为这个是神的教会不是我们某一个人的教会。
And God will take care of His church.
神一定会看顾他自己的教会。
And if anything, we just need to pray.
如果有什么事说你要做的话其实你可以为这件事来祈祷。
Because ultimately we know it's up to God.
因为我们最终我们所知道的是完全在神的手里面。
And so as we pray, we're expressing our faith not in human leaders, but upon God Himself.
所以当我们祈祷的时候我们不是将我们 的信任或者将我们的依靠是摆在一个人的身上而是我们将这些摆在神的身上。
So in this closing sermon, I want to point to you what Paul wrote.
所以在我这个最后这篇的讲道以主任牧师来到给你们的这篇讲道我们看看保罗他所讲的。
And his goodbye, I want to say the same things.
而他当时向这班领袖来到讲的再见也是我和大家所讲的
Lead by your example
以身作则的来到做领导
That reflects full commitment to the gospel
你要全力以赴的来到传福音
That we would lead by example with full humility
在凡事上面要全谦卑的心
In fullAnd our message reflects the full revelation of God.
你所传的是应该是完全的是充满神所有的忠告在他的话语里面的。
That we would look out for spiritual wolves.
要留心来到我们周围的一些的属灵的狼。
And that we would know God's word so well we can identify any false wolves that are in sheep's clothing.
咁我哋要认识神嘅话到一个地步，就话当一啲假嘅道理临到我哋嘅时候，我哋可以分辨出边啲系羊，边啲系狼，系披住呢个羊嘅外表。
And finally, we entrust His church to the Lord.
咁最后就话我哋应该系将教会。来都是托付于神和他的话语上面。
Human leaders will come and go.
人的领导的人是会来也都会离开。
But God remains faithful.
但是神时时都在这里他是信实的。
So let us reflect that in our faith and in our prayers.
所以我们在我们的祈祷里面我们应该要了解这些和认定这些。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我们低头祈祷。
Father, I just want to pray particularly for this congregation.
天父，我们特别在这个时间为到我们每一位的弟兄姊妹来祈祷。
Father, we, even though many of the people in this congregation are older, they still have so much influence over others.
我们知道虽然这一堂的聚会的弟兄姊妹是比较年长的，但我们也知道他们也都是在你面前是有你自己给我们工作。
And even though they're sort of toward the end of the race, help them to finish strong.
或者说在这个人生的这个赛跑的事情上面，他们是就快看到这个终点。
We pray that we would remain faithful to your word.
我们祈求你给我们每一个都能够在你的话语上面来到忠心。
And be able to instill and pass on to the next generation, Lord, the importance of your word.
也愿意我们也都是更加的是懂得怎样将主你自己的话语来到教导来传授到给另外一些年幼的。
Not in a way that shows confidence in ourselves.
不是说是对我们人个人上面是有些什么东西可以有信心。
But our confidence is in you.
而是说叫我们对主你自己是有这个信心。
Pray your blessing upon this congregation.
我们也都为到我们这个会众来到求主你自己的祝福。
That will continue to bear much fruit for you.
但愿他们都是继续的来到为主来到结好果子。
And be an example to others in, as they get older that they can also be fruitful.
以至到他们可以成为一个好榜样，是叫一些年轻的一代都是可以学习他们来到是继续的来到是为你来到是做好见证。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.